My emphasis these days is deep water exploration and projects. This topic, in my opinion, may be best suited for somebody with a technical background, somebody who's a geologist, geophysicist, or engineer to present. But what I will try to do today for you is present what Frank and I, perhaps as oil and gas lawyers with a few years of experience, have learned about this subject matter. So the agenda, let's talk about what we're going to talk today. And I'm going to go at a pretty rapid clip because we've got to cover quite a few things. But hopefully we will cover them to your satisfaction. So we're going to talk about geology. We're going to talk about drilling. We're going to talk about bringing oil and gas and water to the surface. Selling the oil and gas and disposing the water. And we're going to talk a little bit about agreements, but I'm going to defer to later presentations by esteemed professors from well-known law schools who will do who will provide more details and analysis about agreements in place. And then let me give you some assumptions I'm going to have today for this presentation. First, as opposed to my current assignment in deep water, we're going to talk about an onshore well. We're also going to talk about oil and gas wells, not just gas wells, right? We're going to talk also about vertical wells, the traditional, the legacy, as I call them, asset well, not the horizontal wells. And we're going to talk about, you know, privately owned minerals, not the type of leases that we do in offshore from the federal government, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, in blocks which are 3 by 3 miles offshore.